You must come to Jesus. You must come to Jesus. Through faith and repentance and then confessing your faith publicly and being baptized as a testimony that Jesus is your Savior. It's a way of saying to the church, to your family, to your friends, and to the world, Jesus is my Savior. You're in effect putting others on notice, I belong to Jesus Christ. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's a theological way of saying he has supreme authority over everyone and everything, everywhere. Jesus. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. You become a disciple through faith and repentance. Are you convicted in your heart? Then your heart is converted. You repent and believe. And that begins a life of obedience. Begins a life of being a disciple, following Jesus, serving Jesus, being conformed spiritually to the likeness of Jesus. Christianity is a process of becoming like Jesus, not doing busy work till we get to heaven. But the first point of obedience, the first act of obedience here is baptism. Baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.